Welcome to episode 46 of 21st Century Boys. I'm Joe Crawford.
I'm Henry Crawford.
And I'm James Crawford.
Dang, he jumped all over you, Jack. All right, Jack, we're going to read some funny books today, and the first one you're covering is going to be what?
Sonic the Hedgehog 122. Now, this is like mid-2000s Archie Sonic, and I haven't read any of that era. I've just read the early Archie stuff, which is like based on the cartoons. And then the stuff like mid-2010s, which was basically mostly like the Mega Man stuff.
Right.
So this is something I don't have much familiarity with. And since it's so far in, I wasn't exactly sure what was going on.
Right. But they had like crazy continuity from what I remember.
Yeah, I remember reading a guide and just being like, whoa, that happened? And that happened? Yeah. So first we see Fang. Already a pretty obscure character. Apparently he got a family too. And there's like three little, I guess, brothers, I don't know.
Yeah.
Surrounding him. So we start off, and it's called Heart Held Hostage Part 1. So this is Sonic, and I think these are his parents, if I can remember. He just has like a robot family.
Weird.
Which, again, I might be incorrect, but that's just from my
memory. Check out the art in this. It's so different than what I'm used to from Sonic.
Yeah. So we got Sonic playing the guitar, and it's like a festival type thing. We got Sonic's family, we got Amy, we got Tails, we got the random prince guy from early on.
Oh yeah,
family. Yeah. And we get this one girl. I've never seen her, but
before or since, probably
before. Yeah.
I feel like I've seen that kid. Mina.
Yeah, because top 10, I've never... you know. And so we get a little flashback to Sally. And she's at Castle Acorn. I know a bit about this just because of the guide, but again, I haven't seen her.
Sally was in those old books, too.
Yeah, she was in the old books, so I know a bit more about her than this random purple girl. But I don't know. So she's walking away from the castle, and she's like, you need a bodyguard? And she's like, nah. And this little guy, I don't even know who he is, but he's like, is it my cologne? And it looks pretty sad. And Sally's going, and she sees that, oh no, Sonic's with Purple Girl.
What's the walrus's name? I remember him too.
I don't know. It's been a while, but I do recognize
him. It was like Chopper or Copter or something.
Yeah.
He was in those early ones.
Yeah, I do recognize him.
Yeah.
And Sally's like, I need to sit down. And the prince is being French. And we got all the crew from the Sonic show.
And the bunny's what like, do you mean he was being French?
Wee, but Z, Princess E's pulling Z out first. I don't know what that means.
I guess he was speaking French. That's funny.
And we got the bunny girl, and she's like, what's up, Sally? And I guess her name is just Bunny.
Yeah.
And she's like, in the full body fur, where you going? She don't know what's going on. And apparently Sally's upset because Purple Girl, who I've never seen before, is talking to Sonic. And she's pretty upset about that. And then we get after Honeycomb. We got this strange looking
thing. I didn't even know Honeycomb came in different flavors. It says strawberry blasted. That's never had that kind.
We get over, and it's Fang and all this crew from the title page. They're wrecking the party. But Purple Girl pretty happy because she gets to hang out with Sonic. But then Fang and his people come, and they're all running away. And he captured Sally. Oh, no.
Jeez.
So he kicked one of them out the face. This one was shooting her. And I don't know where the bullet's going. They're right in front of her face, but...
At least they didn't hurt anybody.
I guess not. Sonic pushes her out the way, I guess.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell, but I think that's what's going on. And we got one of the Fang's crew. He's like, why'd you capture her? And he's like, she's a princess, poopy head. And so the bunny, she puts him in the tower to never eat again.
Oh, man.
And he looks at the king, and he's laughing at him because Sally is his daughter. My goodness. But he's like, leave or else I'm going to send my cologne guys to beat you up. Like, damn.
They're clone guys.
Yeah, so, and Tails is like, why'd Max make us leave? Because apparently they did. Yeah. And he's like, man, you gotta go get Sally. And I need you to get him and to be continued. And as you can see from the title, there's two other stories.
Two more stories. Just the first one.
That's insane.
And Betty and Veronica look weird.
Now I got even more whiplash. Knuckles is dead.
He died.
He's going to heaven with these weird Chow, but not Chow, because they got mouse. I don't know what's
going on. They look like Chow.
So he's flying over, and he's green, because I guess you're green in heaven.
Yeah.
I guess it's just like reverse colors.
Maybe you're a dead echidna, you change colors.
Yeah, that's probably it. And we got Knuckles' mom, and he's like...
She sure is happy he's dead.
I'm your mom, and your father saw me in a dream. What? Okay. Yeah, so he woke up with his mom, and he had a dream about when she was pregnant.
What?
And suddenly they had this egg they were taking care of at the same time.
Yeah.
And that was Knuckles. And he put the Chaos Emerald in him. He zapped him as a baby with it. He's like, oh, a little fetus. He's like, row. And we see a kid, and they're talking about, well, he sure shows a lot of spunk for a newborn. Probably be
he's got zapped by a crystal.
Mm-hmm. So we see his body is developing rapidly, and today he plays. Tomorrow he learns. Knuckles is not like other children. Probably because he got zapped by green stuff. Yep, let's see what happens in the next song. And then we got ad for Ritz Bits cheese. I do like those.
I like Ritz Bits, those are good.
And now we got...
Oh, that's the alligator. What's his name?
Vector.
Yeah, I like Vector.
I actually do know him.
Yeah, I like Vector.
And now we know about...
Who is this bad-haired person?
Julie Sue. I don't know who this is.
I don't know who that is either.
But whatever. She's reading, and Vector's being weird. And, he blasted her with his phone.
Oh my gosh.
Because he's weird. And he's like, didn't mean to blast you that hard. And she kicks him in the face. Okay. And he's like, oh. Though, what he saw in you, I'll never know. So he's talking about, because Knuckles died.
Oh,
they're
no.
both related to him, so they're
right.
like trying to.
How is an alligator related to Knuckles?
I mean, they're friends.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, yeah. I don't think you can be the same bloodline.
You get a flashback where Vector's beating up Knuckles, too.
I think Vector got in a fight with everybody.
Knuckles does a little. He beats him up, but they become friends. I guess.
Who's this chicken looking dude?
There's just a chicken. So while he's telling the story. No, while he's talking to Knuckles, a chicken pooped on him. He's like, nice to meet you as well. So while Vector was meeting Knuckles, they also met a chicken who pooped on his face. And he just mentioned it for some reason. They're talking about good memories, and they just...
he worked for Dr. Eggman,
yeah,
I guess.
He remembers he got pooped on the face.
That's horrible.
And now he's talking to this pink girl, and it's like, well, we'll both dearly miss him. Which is a weird ending.
That is weird.
It was about him dying and the poopy face.
Mm.
So I don't know.
So is this one you would recommend highly to others?
I don't know. I'm pretty into Sonic Archie, so I'll probably check out what's going on later. But yeah. I mean, I thought it was pretty entertaining.
I was entertained.
Yeah.
Okay. So this one we're going to do... Dragon Ball, this is Volume 2, Chapter 11, and it's called Tale 11, A Warrior in Hell. And it's got, the chapter page has got Goku going, and then I died, and because he got killed. These are like one of those where, like, especially if you get old viz, it looks so bad, because it's the color reprints, colored in grayscale, and it looks like doo-doo, so... But that's what it is. So, basically, like, first volume, we had Raditz come to Earth, and Piccolo, who at this point was still a villain, teamed up with Goku to defeat Raditz, and the very last thing that pretty much happened was Goku died. So, Goku is dead. So, you've got all the people I gotta take off my glasses because I'm old. I don't need to be able to see. So you've got all the people standing around, the Z Fighters, and they're like, I don't know if they were even called Z Fighters at this point, were they? They probably... Yeah,
probably, like, Freezes.
That came later. But anyway, the soon-to-be Z Fighters. So basically, it's Kami. Sama has got... I'm, like, glitching out over here. I drank too much caffeine. So Krillin and Bulma and Piccolo and Roshi. God, that's who I was like glitching out. I could not remember Roshi's name for whatever reason. So they're like, we got to go get all the Dragon Balls so that we can bring Goku back to life. And they're like, how do you tell how strong somebody is? And Bulma, who is like science genius, grabs the scouter off Raditz's dead body. And she puts it on, and she's like, it's funny. She's going to look at everybody in a second after she figures it out. But you have Piccolo with his famous gross scene from the TV show. And they're like, Piccolo, what are you doing? And he's like, ugh! He pops his arm out because he's like half lizard or something. And he grosses everybody out. But the grayscale is so dark, you can barely see his face. Mm. So he says he's going to take Goku's son and train him. And Krillin's like, I know what you're going to do. You're going to eat him. And he's like, I am not. He says, he'll be a powerful asset once I train him properly. And they're like, that's a big responsibility. He's like, I don't have time for this mess. I'm taking the kid. So he grabs the kid and flies off and like, oh no, what are we going to tell Chi-Chi? And so they don't know what they're going to tell Chi-Chi when she asks, like, where the bleep is my kid? Which is going to happen eventually. So now we're in the underworld. We're in the line to heaven slash hell slash... What's the other one? Sometimes they go to heaven, sometimes they go to hell, sometimes they go to Snake Way. I don't know. Anyway, so Kami and Goku are in line to go see Lord Enma. And Lord Enma's like a giant god of the judgment or something. So basically you gotta go before this guy and he's like, oh, you go to heaven, you go to hell. And he's like a really important lord. And so Goku goes up there and he starts talking and Kami's like, you're being disrespectful. And Lord Enma's like, don't speak to me like that, but your brother went to hell. And they're like, did he try to fight? And Lord Enma's like, yeah, he tried to fight, but you can't beat me. And he's like, of course, nobody can beat me. And Kami's like, I could. And he's like, I heard that. And he gets all nervous. And he tells him to quit thinking so loud. And once again, we have that really bad grayscale where you can't see any details.
It just kind of looks like a shadow to me.
It does. It looks horrible. So, Kami says, all right, you're going to have to go... what's the name of the bug cockroach guy?
I don't know.
I can't think of his name. The guy who's on the little small world with Bubbles and he has to train him.
Gregory.
Not Gregory. No. Gregory's the bug. Gregory.
Wait.
No, he's from, I think, Super, I'm pretty sure.
I'm talking about the guy with the... hold on. Let me find his name.
No, I remember him. I just don't know the name.
I can't think of his name. Anyway, he's going to get trained. That's the gist of it. And so he's got to go down Snake Way. And like this real dorky guy picks him up. And he's like, I'll take you to the start of Snake Way. And he drops him off. He says, okay, do me a favor. Tell Baba Yaga that I don't want to be brought back for a year. He's like, okay, I'll remember to do that. And so Goku's like, all right, here I go. And he starts flying down Snake Way. And this is where it really deviates from the anime. Like, him going down Snake Way is like, I swear, like 8 episodes or something. It lasts forever.
Yeah.
And he like gets like... this weird hotel he goes to. And
doesn't
like,
he like wrestle someone? It's so weird.
Well, he ends up in hell at one point.
Yeah.
And he has to figure out how to get out of it. He ends up like this weird hotel with like these scary snake ladies and he deals with them. But in this, he doesn't do anything. So he just flies until he gets pooped out and then he starts running. He goes, I had too much flight. And so anyway, he basically starts running down Snake Way. What was the one part I wanted to talk about real quick? I didn't want to get super into it, but I thought there was a scene. I must have accidentally skipped it. Nope, she's back on the scouter. So later in the thing, it's pretty funny. I just wanted to bring it back to the scouter. Otherwise, I'm done with that chapter. It ends with Goku basically shooting down Snake Way, and it's a lot longer than he thought it was, and he was going to have to run. But she gets the scouter fixed, and she puts it on, and she looks at Roshi, and she's like, oh, you're a 139. And he's like, oh, that's impressive. How do you know? And then he looks at Krillin, and he's like, well, you're a 206. And Krillin's like, I could kick you around the block, Master Roshi. And he said, are you sure that thing's fixed? And then she's like, well, there's a 250 around 3,000 kilometers from here. Who could that be? 250? That's Ten Shinhan, which is Tien. Because they change all the names. Ten Shinhan?
Yeah. In the...
Is his name still Kururin?
In the manga, it's Kururin or something.
In the show, his name is Tien Shinhan, but yeah, the last
They just called him Tien, right? And then he's like, and then she's like, there's a 177 over there. And they're like, that's Yamcha. And a 329, but who could that be? And they're like, oh, that's probably Piccolo. But I just think it's really funny. And then Yajirobe shows up, and he's like my absolute favorite because he's like crabby and doesn't want to do anything except eat. And I can relate to that. Fun start to this one. I would say that... the manga is really, if you want to consume the story, that guy, what's his name?
King Kai.
He's like a cockroach, isn't he?
Oh, I forgot he was a bug.
I thought he was some kind of bug.
Yeah.
Because he's got like antennae and like feelers.
I'm going to be honest. I thought you couldn't forget King Kai.
I just couldn't remember his name.
I couldn't remember his name either.
Yeah, King Kai.
You could? It's King Kai, though.
I just couldn't remember for a second. Anyway, but look at this big antenna. I think he's supposed to be a cockroach.
I mean, I guess so, yeah.
I think he's like a bug. Gregory is the guy he has to hit with a hammer. And I think that's only in the anime, because he never pops up in here. At least not in this part of the arc. Anyway... good stuff, but if you do want to consume it, I think it's so much faster than watching the anime just to read it. Like, it's like zooming by. I swear we're probably only like 2 volumes in, right? I bet that's probably almost season 1.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because at the end of this one, you have... what are those guys that they like clamp on to people and they like blow you up? They're some kind of seed. Anyway, they show up in there because they end up, spoilers, killing Yamcha, which I'm sure upset Henry really bad. So, anyway. Dragon Ball Z, Volume 2.
So, I'll be reading Chapter 108, Eraser Flaws Being Reborn, featuring Reborn Yokai Skill Skull. So, this is a Yokai Watch Volume 11. So okay. I'm just going to talk about it a little.
Cool.
His name is Tomoya. A single thought dominates his mind. He first appeared, but he hasn't appeared in many scenes yet. So, yeah, that's just... He's doing a very cool introduction, I guess, as he says. Like, a big, dramatic... Nate's like, Tomoya, I guess. He interrupted it. So, then Tomoya gets run over by a car, I guess, because I guess they're just standing in the road.
If you're a yawn, you seem to get hit by cars. I think that's just a thing.
Yep, Jamania gets hit by cars all the time. I think just getting hit by cars in the manga is just kind of like a gag they do.
Oh, yeah. It's one they keep coming back to, yeah.
So, yeah. So, he just, like, out. I guess he was daydreaming, I guess, in the road, I guess. So, I don't know why he would do that.
Well, that's a good way to get hit by a car for real.
But then Tom Bignon's, like, talking about getting stronger and stuff. And then he talks about fulfilling his destiny, which we don't really know what that is. But I guess in, like, a previous chapter, I think it was in...
same volume?
Yeah, it's same volume. It's just, like, one of, like, the first chapters, I believe.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's trying to, like, use Nate to do something. We don't really know yet. It hasn't really said. But, so then Jabana says, like, Nate's right. Stop daydreaming. That's in the rope. That's not good.
You're going to get that one ghost after you tells you don't obey the rules of the road again.
Oh, yeah, Sonardo.
Yeah.
Jabana gets run over then.
Dang. He gets really messed up. Look at his face. His eyes are popping out.
And then Nate's just like, now we have two gag kids, so man. And then he's like, this is getting ridiculous. So I think Whisper's like, don't worry about me. I will never be a gag kid. There's like those goofballs. And then he gets run over by a car.
Whisponya?
I don't think that's a thing. It's his name. No, it's just Whisper.
That's funny. Okay, so Whisper is got run over.
Yeah, and then Nate like thinks, oh, these guys are all goofballs. Whisper says, maybe it's like Days who's inspired everybody and making them daydream and stuff. But then they see this hammer, kind of, because Nate's just watching and sees like a hammer. And then this mysterious guy says, this dash for full trouble, so easily distracted, but I'll give them another chance, I guess. So then he appears. I am Skill Skull. I've come to remake you. I've come to rattle your bones. And so I guess Skill Skull says, like, you had a delayed reaction. I have to hit you with my hammer now. So he hit Jabanion with the hammer, and then
Are you expected to read that? Because that seems very tiny.
Yeah, sometimes I have to actually kind of look closely to read it. But, and then he says, anybody struck by my hammer gets reborn and they don't have no flaws no more.
And I like how he's got, like, Kamasan horns.
Yeah.
Also, he's kind of like a skeleton with, like, a striped shirt, kind of.
He is.
And he has, like, two hammers. I don't remember having two. I just thought he had one, but I guess he has two. So, I guess that's a fun fact.
The better to hit you with, my dear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. And then Tommy asks, like, that Skill Skull, a yokai that transformed good-for-nothing people into productive ones. And then Nate says, what, he's a good yokai? Question mark.
He doesn't seem like a good yokai to me.
And then they find Jabanya's soul, like, you know, soul falling out, and they have, like, an angel reach and a halo.
He hit him too hard. What chapter is this again?
Chapter 108, I believe.
Okay.
Let me see.
Yeah,
108.
So he hit him so hard in the head, it literally knocked him out.
Okay. Yeah, so, now he's going to hit the soul back into the body, so he does that. And he's like, wow, Jabanya's coming back. And then Jabanya's like, good afternoon. Thank you so much for your concern. And then Whisper says, why is he being polite and formal and stuff? Does this mean he has been reborn? And then Tamanyan like said, but I thought he was recreated to react quicker. And then Jabanya says, may I ask you a question? Oh, where am I and who am I? And then
He's just straight like, got amnesia.
Yeah. And then Nate's kind of just like, so you lost your memory and stuff. So, and then Skull says, ta-da! Don't ta-da me. You failed. And then
his eyeball popped out of his head.
He says, don't worry, I fail all the time. It's a normal thing. And then Nate says, I can tell. So, Jabanion, are you... So, Jabanion gets hit by a car again.
Again.
Then he got his memory back. And then he's like, ta-da. Hey, you didn't do that. Hey. I was hit. He then took a hammer to the head. I lost my memory, and then I got hit again. What kind of joke is this? And then Ghost was like, perfect! Reaction point! Reaction! 100 points! And then, like, what are points for? Okay, so he's like,
this guy's like Beetlejuice or something. He's just like some kind of goofy, like, mean yokai.
Mm. Well, earlier you said he was a good guy, though. A good yokai.
That's what I'm saying.
Because he's getting rid of their flaws. But,
I guess.
So, then he hits Jabanion again.
Oh my god.
And then, now, I feel it's an incredible power coursing through my veins.
He's like saying he's like Super Saiyan Jibanyan. Yeah.
Even if I face another truck, I won't get hit again. I know it. Oh so then they get run over by a truck.
Again.
Instead of getting hit by it, they get run over though. So I guess.
His eyeballs like straight up popped out.
Yeah. And then perfect reaction, 100 points again. He's like, I can't be beat by a truck. That's impossible. So he gets hit again. And then his soul comes out again. So then he has to put it back in again.
Dang.
So then Jibanyan's finally gonna hit the cars. Pies, yeah, Fury! And then all the cars just go flying in the air. And then it's like, whoa! He punched off those cars? And then Jibanyan's like, I did it! Yay!
Oh, no.
Then one falls down and hits him on the head. Because they just went in the air, kind of, so they just fell back down.
Man, gravity is something else.
Okay, so Nate's like, you have amazing abilities, even if the results aren't always, like, the best. And then he's like, hey, I came here because I wanted to help more people, like, get rid of their flaws. So he gives him his medal. Then now he's gonna hit him on the head again, but then Whisper's like, well, if he like fails, you might die and stuff. So he dodges, and then he hits himself in the head.
Oh man, he knocks his own eyeballs out.
Damn.
Yeah. So, oh, maybe hitting myself has fixed my flaws. Maybe I won't fail anymore. I don't think that'll happen, but. Okay, now his soul's coming out. Being reborn, rocks! Rest in peace. Nate Adams, current number of yokai friends, 70. And then Tom Nyan at the end says, I was barely even in this chapter. So
that was a good one. So who is your favorite of the Jibanyan or the Yans in that one? Do you like, what's that one kid's name again?
Tom Nyan and Jibanyan, those were really the only two.
Yeah.
So
do you like Tom Nyan or Jibanyan better?
In the chapter or just as characters?
Just in general.
I feel like I like Tom and Yon more, I guess, in like the game. But the manga...
He didn't seem to
They
do
don't
much.
Really appear that much, so no. I don't know that much about them.
That's cool. All right, so that wraps up this episode. Thank you for listening. And once again, you can reach out to James at...
@in_garlic.
And that's on X.
Yeah.
You can hit up the show... at 21st Century Boys 21 STCENBOYS on X, and you can reach out to me at Iowa's Joe on Instagram, Threads, Blue Sky, and X. Sorry, it's just a stupid name. Sorry, Elon. Okay, that's it for today. Thank you for listening. Anything else from anybody?
Not really.
All right, we'll catch y'all next time. Thanks for listening.
Bye. See ya.